Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc., where we talk about, you got it, hypnosis, etc. Mostly we talk about hypnosis, but we put the etc. in there in case we want to talk about something else. Well, I'm not going to talk about something else today. I'm going to talk about a little building on what I talked about in the last podcast about you being successful. By the way, you folks in America, and I know we're watched all over the world, but you folks in America, I hope you're having a very happy Thanksgiving Day weekend. This is probably being published the day after Thanksgiving, but you know what I mean. All right, let's see. What am I going to do? I got to start my timer. This is another All Cal episode. No Meredith, no Elrond. You know what it's like. They're trying to wrap up things for the holidays, the Thanksgiving Day holiday here in America, and they're just really busy. And both Meredith and Elrond see a lot of clients. I just referred another one to Elrond today, so I'm very proud of those two. Let's see here. Oh, yes, the usual commercials, but very quick, because I got links down there. If you're watching this anywhere besides calbanyan.com, you want to go to calbanyan.com right now, because right below this video, right down there, you know what there is. There's text, there's links, there's graphics that make this podcast a lot more valuable. All right, let's see here. Oh, yes, I wanted to talk about the upcoming classes. I'm looking over. I have this big calendar on my wall over there. February 6th through 17th of 2012. 2000 and a dozen. In the year of 2000 and a dozen. I guess next year will be the 2000 and a baker's dozen. Ah, but then I digress. All right. February 6, 7, 8, 9, the weekend off, and then 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, that is the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification Course, Super Certification Course, because it has 5-path and 7-path. In February, also, we have the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend, so you can come, hang around for a few more days, and then go to the Solid Gold, which is Friday night. And then Saturday and Sunday, 24th, 25th, 26th, we're going to have a great time. And as I talked about before, our friend Elrond and Meredith and myself are going to be speaking. So you can come meet us, hang out, you know, we'll be at the booth answering questions and just having a good time. All right, let's see. Anything else? Check my little list here. Solid Gold Weekend, Week of Power. Oh, the Week of Power. That's in May, and that's for all you folks that are already certified, and you think, I would like to become a Hypno 1%er. I want to learn that 5-path thing and that 7-path doohickey, which is really a super kind of self-hypnosis. And that certification is at our, like all of my trainings except for when I teach at the NGH convention, here at our school in Tustin, California. All right, so the Week of Power is May 20th through the 26th. Ta-da. All right. I was talking about being successful. I remember I was on a panel at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, and they were interviewing some of the leaders, and they said, here's like Ron Esslinger, great guy. And they say he's the master of pain management. And they went on and he said a couple of things, and then they went to someone else and said, oh, well, this person, she's the expert on hypnobirthing. And they said, and here's someone else. And then they got to me and they introduced me and they said, Cal Banyan, he's building an empire. And you know what? You guys can do what I do. There's nothing that I do that you can't do. You can go full time in hypnotherapy if you want to. Or you can add to a practice that you already have, be it chiropractic or be it psychology or counseling, and be even more successful in what you're already doing. And so last episode, I talked about gold in, gold out. And we're talking about two reasons why you are successful or not. And one of the problems, one of the great challenges, the billion-dollar marketing machine out there that's taking control of your mind and is getting you to watch TV instead of improving your business. It's getting you to wear a certain kind of clothing that costs like $200 for a pair of jeans instead of paying, I don't know, $50 for a pair of jeans and putting that other $150 into training materials or whatever you need to do to get up. So you want to take charge of what's going into your brain. Because when you take charge of what goes in, then you are taking charge of what goes out. Gold in, gold out. Garbage in, garbage out. That's not good. All right, so now I want to talk about how do you take care of the situation where you don't seem to have confidence. You say, you know what, I think my training was pretty good. There's a couple guys went through my training, and I mean, the same training that I went through, wherever it was, Cucamonga or whatever, and there's some successful people, so I got enough. Then you got to look at yourself. And I got down here. You might need to get some hypnosis sessions yourself. Now, you know what? You can just consider it to be part of your training. A lot of people that go through my certification course, afterwards, they went and got sessions with one of our graduates because they wanted to become true believers. They wanted to see the change happen in themselves so that they have confidence in using those tools and techniques to go out and help other people. So if some of you... I am always amazed at this. In the week of power class, everybody is certified somewhere else, and then they come to me to learn 5-path and 7-path. And I say, okay, I ask every single one of them, have you ever been hypnotized? And you know what? There's probably 20 to 30% of the class that say, no, I don't think I've been hypnotized, or I'm not sure. You know what? If you get through a certification course and you're not sure that you've been hypnotized, I would complain. I might even say, I want my money back, okay? Because a big part of the course should be hypnotizing people, getting hypnotized. You should be a true believer in hypnosis. But one of the ways to become a true believer in hypnotherapy is find something about yourself that you'd like to improve. For example, your motivation and ability to move forward with what you've learned from your class. So go get some hypnosis sessions yourself. Nobody's perfectly happy with everything about themselves. So go get some sessions. Find somebody that you trust, you look up to. Bite the bullet, spend the money. It's part of your education. And go get your doggone sessions for yourself. Okay, here's another. Learn self-hypnosis. You should have learned it in your class. If you didn't, then you better seek out an instructor that can teach you a form of self-hypnosis that really, 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 really works. Gosh, you know, I use self-hypnosis every single day. Every morning and every night, I do self-hypnosis on myself. And I think that's a big part of why I am successful. I identify blockages and I remove them. I find skills that I want to work on and I work on them. I use the gold in, gold out. See, and it's not just books and periodicals and videos and stuff like that, but good hypnotic suggestion on myself. You got to do it. Just close your eyes and use good self-hypnosis. Just get that information in there, and then you can be successful. All right. And you know what? Here, this is what I'm going to do. I just set this up a little while ago. It's kind of an experiment. I don't know how long I'm going to be doing it. But if you go to 7thPathSelfHypnosis.com, okay, 7th, 7th Path, selfhypnosis.com. There's a link right there. Okay. And you can learn about 7-path self-hypnosis. And we even give you a free lesson where you actually go into hypnosis and you learn the first hypnotic suggestion that 7-pathers use on themselves, which is also called a recognition. Go there, start working on yourself. And then if you want to continue in 7-path, there's information on how to do that. So, now, here's another thing. If you've gotten so far as seeing clients, what you want to do is get supervision, okay? Supervision. Why do they call it supervision? You ever thought about it? Because when someone looks at vision, uses their vision to see what you're doing, it's super. Supervision. You see, when you look at your stuff, you only look at it with your eyes. But when you get someone who is a trained, skilled, experienced hypnosis professional to look at your videos. Yes, video record your sessions, okay? Then what happens is they're able to see stuff that you're doing wrong that you don't realize that you're doing wrong. And even better than that, they can tell you when you're doing stuff right. And when someone you trust looks at a video of yours and says, you know, you did that thing really well. The next time you do it with tons of confidence. Okay. So get some hypnosis sessions yourself. Learn self-hypnosis. It really, really works if you get a good system. Get some supervision and take an advanced course. Week of power. Okay, enough of that. I'm kind of move on now. You have sufficient training or you don't. So either you have confidence in yourself or you don't. If you have confidence in yourself, then work with that gold in, gold out, so that you can keep the information coming in so you can stay focused, continue to grow. If you don't have confidence in yourself, get hypnosis sessions. Learn self-hypnosis. Get some supervision. Take an advanced course. Now, let's say you either have sufficient training or you don't. Okay? You have sufficient training if others in your class have applied what was taught in class and now have a successful practice. Okay. You know what students do in our class all the time? About halfway through, they're all becoming friends and they're all becoming colleagues and they want to stay in touch. So they pass a piece of paper around and they get each other's names and contact information so they can stay in touch with each other afterwards. And so what you should do is when you take a class, follow up. Find out if people are being successful with what they learn. Because, I mean, even if just 10 or 20%, if one person from your class took what was taught in class, and only what was taught in class, they didn't have to do any other study. If they took what was taught in class and then later is successful, then what does that mean? That means that what was taught was sufficient. Okay. Now, of course, we'd like to see a lot higher than one person. We'd like to see everybody being successful. But if you want to ask yourself, was my training sufficient? If somebody took that training and then went out there and was successful, they started seeing clients, they started building a practice, okay, then you should be able to do it too. So that's the question. Have you sufficient training or not? How do you decide? You look at the other people who went through your training course. Are they being successful? Because if they are, then the training was sufficient. Okay. Now, let's say you did not have sufficient training. And so you ask this, you think this. You did not have sufficient training. If no one in your class has been successful using just what was learned in the class. Now, if that's the situation, and you know that's going to happen from time to time, because not everybody is teaching a great class, and not everybody is the greatest instructor. And so keep in touch with the people that you graduated with. If you're about to take a course, then get that pass that sheet around, or start a group online where you can keep in touch. And because if your training wasn't sufficient, then what does that mean? Well, you might tell them first, I would like my money back. Nobody has been successful with what you taught. Now, I don't know if they'll give you your money back or not, but if you didn't get what was promised, you probably have a case. Now, if you get your money back, you want to reinvest that money somewhere else. Get online. Go to the hypnosis organizations. Find out who the instructors are that have a very good reputation, because you're going to need more training. And, you know, where can you get it? Obviously, I have training classes. We also have other people around the world, our CFIs, Certified Professional Hypnosis Instructors, that offer training. If you can't get to one of ours, call the National Guild of Hypnotists and find out what instructors are in your area. And get started. Go through the course again. Reinvest that money. Or take an advanced course. Or go to the National Guild of Hypnotists convention if it's getting to be close to August. If it's getting close to February, go to the Solid Gold Weekend. You've got to step it up. You know, becoming good in a profession doesn't happen by accident. Now, here's another thing. Let's say that you are well educated but not well trained. This is a concept people don't understand. long time ago, as you may know or you may not know, before I was an instructor in hypnosis, I did a stint as an instructor for security police in the Air Force. And while I was there, I was struck with the difference between education and training. Education and training. Instructors are educators and trainers. What's the difference? Education is like reading and lecture. Reading books, watching videos, lecturing. But training involves doing. Okay? You have to actually do the thing that you were educated to do. Okay? Most instructors don't know that. Most instructors and most schools will educate you, but they don't train you. That goes for colleges and universities. I remember when I'd got my entire bachelor's degree in psychology, and we did no training. That's right, no training. Not once did I apply, except in a research kind of thing, where I did a little, and that was not required. That was extra stuff that I did. Not once did we ever apply what we had learned. All education, no training. Then when I got my master's degree, then after 1 year in that program, we actually started seeing volunteer clients. And then towards the end of that, I worked in a hospital. So we eventually got some training. But I'll tell you what, the training I got in the hospital was terrible. I mean, they didn't really do anything. I mean, you had someone you could go talk to about what your interaction with the clients, but it was just terrible. So that's the problem with colleges, is they're not very good at training. So let me talk a little bit about training. If you didn't get it, there's hope. You can do this stuff yourself. But if you didn't get it, talk to your instructor and see if in the future they can add a training component to their classes and let you set in on that part. Okay, so training is where you actually do what they've been educating you to do. I remember when I went through my certification class, you know, we had, I don't know what it was, 7 days of training, education. And then we were reserved 1 hour, one stinking hour to practice something. What do? We read an induction back and forth between two people. So you take that 1 hour, you divide it in half, so that where I actually did something, it was a half hour. And it wasn't well supervised. So what happened was, you know, you're uncomfortable doing it, and you tend to take up all the time going blah, 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 talking about what you're going to do rather than doing it. So good training is going to build on what was covered educationally, what was covered in class. If they're talking about inductions, then the training would be actually doing the inductions. If they're talking about deepening, then you should be doing deepening techniques. If they're talking about depth testing or doing convincers, then you should actually practice them. And you should have enough time to where you're starting to feel confident and competent in doing these things. So here, these are some things I suggest if you are going to get educated and trained in hypnosis. And that is, your course should have scheduled hours for the training, for time where you do it. Now, here, you know what they used to call, but they probably still should, and maybe they do in some of the branches of the military. When you go through basic training, you get a drill instructor, because they drill you. They have you do whatever it is you need to do over and over and over again until you know it inside out, until it's automatic. You know why? Because you know what the military does? They train people for war. And you know, when the bullets start flying and the bombs are being dropped and the you-know-what is hitting the fan, you don't have time to read an instruction booklet or to go to an outline. You need that muscle memory. You need to almost instinctively know what to do. And so you need to have scheduled time to drill. to go through the induction, go through the induction, go through the induction, to go through the deepening technique and do it and do it and do it and do it over and over. You see, and this scheduled hours, it's not go home and practice. That's not what I'm talking about. Go home and practice just doesn't work, because the person is there's a lot of reasons why it doesn't work, but let me talk about one of the main reasons. They're not accountable to do what you want them to do. Okay? So what we do in our course is we schedule 1 hour before and after almost every day of class to practice. We have an exercise booklet with practices as they go through. Your instructor should do this. They should have an exercise booklet where you drill, where you go through whatever you learn. I think one of the greatest trainers of all time, military trainers, was Richard Marcinko. He wrote a book, The Rogue Warrior, and he was instrumental in putting the SEAL teams together in the Navy. And I'm going to paraphrase something that he said, and I'm not going to get exactly right, but you'll get the idea. Okay, he said, the more you sweat in practice, the less you bleed in war. And he's talking about drilling and drilling in a very realistic way. The more you can do in practice like you would actually do in your hypnosis sessions, the more likely you are to A, have hypnosis sessions, and B, do them in a professional, competent, and confident way. Okay, so just go to Amazon.com. I'm going to spell his name to you. I'll probably put a link down below too, but in case you're listening to the audio only version, it's Richard, normal spelling, and then Marcinko. Richard Marcinko. And he's got a book, he's got a ton of books. Most of them are fiction. The first one was an autobiography, then he did fiction, but then he wrote some books. Let me see if I can pull this up real quick. Oh, I forget. It's like Management System of the Rogue Warrior or something like that. He talks about really how to be successful. Now, in your classes, A, should be scheduled hours of training, not go home and practice, not go home on the weekend and practice, not that. Scheduled in-class time to practice. And then that time issue, you should be accountable to work on the exercises, that you are doing the exercises correctly. And then you should ask yourself, did the exercise build on what was covered in class? That's very important. They're useless unless they build on what you're being educated to do in class. Okay. Now, you can also take this ability to train and drill beyond just in class time, because you're going to graduate after you've had your 100 or 200 hours or whatever your course is. Then you're going to be on your own. And you, me, we got to be honest here. There's really two kinds of pain in life when it comes to professional development, and that is the pain of discipline and the much worse pain of being undisciplined. So you need to say, I mean, don't even start the class. Don't even consider doing anything unless you've got a plan of discipline afterwards. Can you be disciplined? Can you say to yourself, I am going to set up a plan for success? And so what are you going to do? You need to set up practice time when you get done. You might get an accountability partner, someone that you meet with once a week on the phone, Skype, or in person, where you tell them, this is what I'm going to do next week. And then you talk to them and you just simply tell them whether or not you've kept your promise with yourself. Now, what kinds of things can you do on your own? One of the things that really helped me get started is Mr. Pillow. That's right, Mr. Pillow. Now, you've got a Mr. Pillow living at your house. I have one at my house. It's any pillow that you can find that you can put in a chair, because a lot of the basic stuff that you've got to master, inductions, deepening, overt testing, covert testing, convincers, you don't really need a body in the chair. You just need something to focus on and run through the process. Run through it over and over and over again. Drill, drill, drill. Don't let the drilling stop when you leave class. you know, take anyone that develops a skill, be it a musician, be it a sports figure, you know, from a pitcher, a catcher, someone who plays football, golf, you know what? They had to go through that time of just swinging the club, throwing the ball, catching the ball, you know, over and over again. And that's just the human nature. That's the way how we build confidence and competence. All right, so get your Mr. Pillow, put him in the chair, and practice going through your stuff. And then when you've got that done, you can start practicing on friends. Now, I if you listen to my podcast, you shouldn't do therapeutic, deep uncovering stuff like age regression to cause and stuff like that with friends. But if you don't get these basics and these fundamentals down solid, then you'll never get to all that really cool stuff, parts work and age regression work and stuff like that. So get your Mr. Pillow, go through it. Mr. Pillow has tons of patience. He's always there for you. He never says no, I guarantee it. And then work on friends. And then if you can, I told you, join a National Guild of Hypnotists chapter or some kind of meetup group. And what do you do at your meetups? Well, you can talk about stuff, but you can also practice. Have speakers come and talk about different things that you do in hypnosis. And if there's something that you can practice on, practice it. Okay, that's it. Boy, I didn't think I would have 25 minutes worth of stuff to talk about on that, but actually, you know, I'm a guy that can talk for 10 days straight in a certification course, so I'm never without words. Well, I hope you got something out of that. You know, whether you're successful or not, it's mostly up to you. And you need to think about this gold in, gold out. Take control of your mind. A billion-dollar marketing machine is trying to get you to spend your money and your time on stuff that makes them better off. It's time for you to consider focusing on what makes you better off, because when you focus on that, it's not selfish. It's something you have to do. If you are not better off, then your family's not better off. If you're not better off, then you can't make clients better off. So with all my heart and all my soul, I want to wish you good luck through the holidays. I want you to not wait until next year to get started. Start now. And gosh, I think that we can do great things together. Well, that's it. I'm done talking. I've blabbered myself to death. I'm looking forward to next podcast. Chances are we're going to have L. Ron on here, and he's going to bring some topics for us. That's it. Bye for now. Remember to like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/hypnosis, etc. Go there, get the inside scoop of everything that's going on. And well, that's about all I can talk about. Bye for now. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.